GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
We're picking up the PD Cudor telephone line, and let us first say thank you to you, Brandy Harriman. It's a very busy morning for you, but we appreciate you picking up the phone and calling in. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Brandy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Terrific. This almost hurts to ask you to do this, but could you remind our listeners who Jordan Smith Nelligan, and this next word hurts to say, was?
Jordan Smith Nelligan is the baby that's been in the news. Her parents are accused of child endangerment. It has been said that her mother may or may not have rubbed heroin on her gums. We don't know, but she did pass. And October 11th is the day that we're going to have the vigil. It's a Friday. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. That's also the day that would have been her second birthday. And everybody is welcome to come.
The event on Friday is a candlelight vigil, a birthday remembrance. The sad stories that we have to deal with every once in a while. I've been sitting here looking at her picture. It's tough.
It is. But we want people that maybe didn't know her to have a chance to have another way to remember her other than just the sad stuff that they've heard in the news about her. This way people can actually remember her smile and hear some memories about her.
And this event is at Bangor's Cascade Park again this coming Friday starting at 6, and all are welcome to attend. Brandy, this question to you, why the need to have this candlelight vigil? Was there not an opportunity? Did we not have an opportunity to say goodbye and mourn?
Some people, from what I have been told, did not have that opportunity. There's also been a lot of outrage since the news has come out, and a lot of outrage on social media. I've seen a lot of people bullying each other over different opinions, and I think this is something everybody can come together and agree on.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and people talked about this, and I don't want to get into that for the moment. It's not a random date. It's her birthday. It would have been her second birthday. Mm-hmm. And people can come in. I think a lot of people really feel they know her a little bit after reading about her short life.
I definitely agree. And this is a story that didn't just reach the state of Maine or even the United States. It went worldwide.
Could you remind us, Brent, I need to ask you something. I know of the one case where the mom is facing a charge, I believe, of child endangerment. And I'm not sure what the father, who was subsequently arrested, is facing. Are there charges beyond something as severe as child endangerment in the case of Jordan?
Not that I know of, but that would probably be a better question for somebody that actually is involved with the case. As far as I know that I've seen in the media, it's the same charge for both of them. I probably know as much as you guys know on that part.
But my follow-up to that is, are you hearing of any frustration that we have lost this youngster, this infant, and yet the steepest charge, the steepest accountability that someone will face is only child endangerment?
It is pretty crazy that that is the way that the law is. And I did see an article recently that says that that law might be changed. And I know that doesn't help in the case for justice for Jordan, but it might help somebody else later on.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. We probably get into that a little bit. What we'd like to do is have people show up on the 11th and go to Cascade Park at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Won't take very much time, but they will have a candlelight vigil and a birthday.
Yes, and we are doing this regardless of the weather, so it probably will be cold, so we ask people to dress warm.
Brandy Harriman, again, we appreciate you responding to our email and calling in to talk with us. We know it's a busy morning for you. Thanks for taking time to speak with us even on your way into work. Brandy Harriman, thank you.
Thank you.
Our telephone number is 1-800-966-1039. And I guess we can share in the frustration on a couple of levels here that we've seen a youngster that would have turned 2 years old die, according to the medical examiner, because of illicit drugs and the use by a parent. And child endangerment is, I don't know what class that is. No. I can look at it. I'm going to glance at it because others might. Maybe I'm the only one thinking this or sharing in the frustration that someone has caused the death of a child, but the steepest charge that they are facing is child endangerment. And is this an opportunity to send a stronger message to those who use illicit drugs that do have children in their care that they need to be a lot more careful?
Well, the state of Maine, and I think she's right. I think somebody is working maybe in January when the legislature comes back. State of Maine considers it a crime to put a child in harm's way. Now, that's it's a parent or guardian's legal responsibility to keep a minor child safe. Now, the criminal charge for child endangerment carries...
It's a Class D crime.
Yeah.
Class D is in David.
It has more, to be perfectly honest, it seems to have more social stigma than criminal stigma attached to it.
And a Class D crime. Class D offenses carry a maximum penalty of up to 364 days of jail and a fine of up to $2,000.
Yeah, it's...
It's not a felony.
No, no. I don't know if you call this a loophole or maybe we haven't faced it enough in the past, but... You have to, a judge, a law enforcement agency official, a district attorney, state and local investigative have to all get involved with this. And then you get into privacy laws. It's crazy.
A text message to us asked, exactly what did the child die from? I can only paraphrase in saying that, as I understood from the medical examiner's report, there were drugs in the system, in the child's system.
Yeah, there have been back and forth on this case between the mother and the father, who now has also been arrested.
They had to find him first.
Well, I think he actually turned himself in eventually. Yeah, this has got to work through the legal system. And we all read the reports of what might have happened. We have to be careful when you cover these things because we don't have any... personal knowledge of what happened.
Attribution with assertion. And as Brandy, and again, we thank her for taking the time to talk with us this morning to tell you of this event this Friday starting at 6, Cascade Park in Orono, this remembrance of the life of who would have been 2-year-old Jordan Smith Nelligan. I want people to remember her the way I do, as a happy, innocent little child that always had a smile on her face. She should be remembered that way, and not just as the baby that died a horrible death because her parents failed to protect her. I want to compare and contrast this to, it was last Thursday, we talked about the deaths of too many children dying in our state. In the greater Bangor area, there was a child that died, starved to death, named Taviel Kikas, and the mother was brought up on charges. And Tanya Kikas stood trial for murder. And the judge eventually accepted the insanity defense.
Yeah, I remember.
And the woman, Tanya Kikas, eventually got out of jail for starving a 5-year-old to death. But I guess this is a question for our friends in legal briefs to find out how we can reconcile in our head where we have a case in the Queen City where a woman starved a child to death, pleaded insanity, served time, faced murder, Class A felony. And here we have a situation where the medical examiner determines that somehow a dangerous, a deadly drug found its way into the body of an infant, and then that infant died. And yet the parent, I'm not sure what he is facing. I only know what the mom is facing.
Well, they're charging each other. And the caller was right. Our guest was right. It went worldwide. I was actually reading the story in a London newspaper.
What do they list as the charge that the mother faces? Still is
child endangerment.
Child endangerment, right. Class D. And what does the father face?
As far as I know, it's the same. But again, there's...
What's his name? Shane?
A coroner determined that Jordy had a synthetic opioid called fentanyl in her system. Mm-hmm. A powerful painkiller. We know all about it. that is mixed with heroin and is very powerful. The report determined that Jordy had ingested the drug. Now, then we get into this part of the story that was reported in the media that it could have happened, might have happened, if it had been rubbed around the inside of her mouth, which I understand the father was saying and the mother is denying.
And which Brittany just mentioned. And again, she did not have that as fact. She just said that that is what some people are saying. And yes, Shane Smith, 31, of Winterport, is facing the same charge of endangering the welfare of a child as Kimberly Nelligan, the mother of Jordan Nelligan.
Yeah.
The remembrance is this Friday, starting at 6 p.m. at Bangor's Cascade Park. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show on The Voice of Maine. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.